No state drinks more brandy per capita than Wisconsin, but not all brandies are alike. While most of the world's great brandy is distilled in California, the rise of craft distilleries has brought brandy production a little closer to home. Each year, Nathan Greenwalt from Old Sugar Distillery in Madison and a troop of paid volunteers pick about 10 tons of grapes at Mitchell Vineyards near Oregon.
We come out here with as many volunteers as we can muster and pick close to 100 pounds per hour. So if we can get enough volunteers, we can do close to 8,000 pounds in a day.
Oh, just keep picking.
Today we picked about 6,000 pounds, primarily Foch and Malo grapes, which are French hybrid grapes that have been developed by the University of Minnesota. They taste like French grapes, but that'll grow in this climate. So they're nice, high-quality red wine grapes. We're picking up all the full buckets from the down the rows. The pickers go around and do their picking and leave the buckets behind for us to pick up with the ATV. Those grapes are crushed on site here at the farm, and they're crushed into plastic totes, which we take to the distillery, and we add yeast, and we get that grape must fermenting.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, George.
That's the crusher destemmer. Fairly small but very efficient way of crushing the grapes. You don't want to grind them. You just want to crack them open. And then it also separates the stems. These grapes will be fermented and then distilled, and that spirit will be aged in toasted barrels and then moved, after most of the aging, to used charred rum barrels.
When you make brandy, you are essentially making wine that is then distilled.
So we've got our still fired up here. It's a 220-gallon modified pot still. What goes in is usually about 14% alcohol, basically a wine that's made either from grapes if we're doing brandy, or sugar if we're doing rum or one of our liqueurs. Basically, we're boiling off the alcohol. The still is made down in Arkansas by a guy who calls himself Colonel Wilson. He's kind of a character. This is last year's brandy. It's got a real nice, delicate aroma. Well, you can smell a little vanilla that comes through from the oak barrels, but also just kind of a delicate grape flavor that comes through from the fermentation and distillation. Yeah, the grapes are great. People's palates are kind of accustomed to Cabernet and Merlot. These are going to taste a little different. They're very earthy, which I think makes for a really great brandy.
Nobody really knows why brandy is so popular in Wisconsin. And while most of that brandy is consumed in a cocktail like the Old Fashioned or Manhattan, these craft distilleries may just change the way Wisconsin drinks.
Yeah, it's definitely a draw. I mean, anything that's made this locally is a pretty easy sell, since Wisconsin's a big brandy state, especially since it tastes so good.